This is KUT. Austin City Council members will soon vote on whether to form a new task force to study displacement. That's when people are forced to leave their homes because of rising prices. But as KUT's Audrey McGlinchey reports, the city has published numerous reports on this before, and we don't quite know what's come of them.
I asked KUT digital producer Andrew Weber to read me a thing.
As Austin has experienced growth both in its population and in its economy, there have been growing concerns among many citizen groups about the impact of that growth on many of the neighborhoods in the urban core.
What year would you say this was written? This year? 2015? Maybe earlier?
There's a heightened concern for those neighborhoods in East Austin that include a higher number of moderate income and low income households relative to the rest of the Austin urban core.
The year was 2001.
There was a general knowledge that people were being displaced from the area, and I think there was a specific interest on the part of some of the council members to investigate what their options were for dealing with it.
Karen Popp served on a gentrification committee formed by the city back in 2001. They were given 5 weeks to finalize a report.
So we met every afternoon for a couple of weeks. It was kind of intense.
The group came up with 12 ways the city could ease the effects of gentrification, but current staff were not able to identify anything put in place to track the progress of these recommendations. Pop says some of them did happen, but not because of the report. For example, the committee recommended taxing new development in East Austin and reinvesting that money into affordable housing in the area. The city did that, but not until 2015.
Unfortunately, it took so long for the city to implement it that a lot of the tax value that should have come into that district had just been absorbed into the city budget.
In 2003, the city formed another task force to study gentrification. They too came up with a report. Earlier this year, a task force formed by Austin Mayor Steve Adler to study institutional racism came out with yet another report. It included specific housing recommendations. Now, the mayor's calling for another task force.
Again, we don't want to reinvent the wheel. I see this as very much the next step to that effort.
Councilmember Ora Houston initially pushed back.
The city of Austin does a really good job of doing studies and reports and forming task forces and then those recommendations regarding how to mitigate the thing that we're studying really never get implemented.
But Houston is now co-sponsoring the item. She says she can understand doing another study since city leadership turns over so quickly.
It's probably okay that we're doing this, but I don't want this to be yet another one of those where we get recommendations and then they just nothing happens.
Council members are set to vote on a new displacement task force next week. Audrey McGlinchey, KUT News.